My assumptions were correct. We are doing, at least 13 years ago, I did a show all with songs beginning with the letter K. And I was going through the alphabet at that time. 13 years ago, to be exact. 13 years ago, and well, actually, if you can do the math yourself, I don't know when this is airing, but this show originally aired July the 31st, 2009. And you're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from way back into time as my little encore slot. So I'm doing a 13-year encore. My regular show tomorrow, Zombo in Your Brain, is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on the station, WRCT Pittsburgh. And let's jump back into yet another section of Zombo's Deep Archive. And these shows were originally 5 hours long. I'm editing them down to 3 hours because this is a three-hour. It kind of works out that way. I can't do it any other way. So let's just jump back in to the show from July the 31st, 2009, Zombo's Deep Archive.
Kinky boots, fashion magazine, say wear 'em.
And
gosling.
Brown boots, black boots,
patent leather jack boots,
low boots, high boots,
lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots, kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots, footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots, advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girls, street girls.
Frumpy little beach girls.
Square girls, cool girls.
Sexy little school girls.
Maiden aunties.
Naked every concert.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the center, little tender boots.
With kinky, slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots. Boots, boots.
Collider was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with the Indian.
Kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the
twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't number just about four, and they all had a sweetheart a knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. It was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
Whiskey, you shouldn't have hit you first. Johnny's swinging like a rusty gate.
Right.
I seen a losing sign. According to points, John's far behind.
Round 10, looks like the end.
Whiskey keeps hitting him again and again. John's folding up like a paper sack. Oh, there goes John, he's flat on his back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ladies and gents, that's the end of the bout. Bad, bad whiskey has knocked him out.
Come on over here, bad, bad whiskey. Say a few words for the band.
I'd like to say hello to my old granddad and my Papa Jack. It's a good fight. I'm glad I win.
The K Show. Did I doze off or something? But did I play a lot of music? This was not, I was Knocked Myself Out by some dead old black lady. And then we heard, what else we hear? Oh, Knock 'Em Down Whiskey, Buster Poindexter, King Rat, Juan the Bats, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, Jimmy Rogers, Big Sandy, and the Fly Right Boys, Kalijah. I think we did Knock Her Down the Orbits, Knock on Wood, the Revere's, and Knock on Wood, Eddie Floyd, Kinky Boots, the Avengers, and a double shot of Canna Capilla, the newer version by the Orientals, and the original version, yes, and a 45 well worth the dime spent. The Continental Cousins, that's actually one of Wheat's favorite songs, Canna Capilla, but Wheat doesn't get up till about 3 o'clock, so that ain't happening. I'll probably be playing that again if I know this show correctly. We're playing all songs that begin with the letter K. And we did Kamikaze by the Ratholic. Kicks, Nancy Sinatra. And then we heard the Raga Rock version. We heard K's Lament, K-Star, the Green Hornets, Kamikaze, the King Louis Stomp, Impala,
Wow, there's a lot of music. Ravello's gave us King Kong. Tarantula Ghoul and the Grave Digger's King Kong. That one goes out to Pete, Big T Tyler, King Kong. We heard Kakamau Mau by the Dinks, and I did find another Dinks tune, and it does begin with K. We're going to hear Naka Naka Mau Mau. Hope it's not the same song with a different title. But that's Naka Naka Mau Mau. That was Kakamau Mau. I don't know if Naka Naka Mau Mau is the same thing as Kakamau Mau. It ain't going to last, but Naka Naka Mau Mau. So this is the educational part of our show. And you're listening to WRCT. Right here in the Pittsburgh city. How about the promo thing here?
This is Wesley Wills. You are now listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. It's a radio station. Get ready to rock. Get ready to roll. Get ready to roll the bones. Get ready to hit the hood of the belt. Rock and roll and never die.
There you go. You heard it from Wesley Wills himself. Beyond the Grave. Wow. This show is just flying by. This K show is really kicking it. There's just all kinds of stuff going on. How are you doing? Good? Yeah, it's just Jim Dandy. If you're just joining us now, pretty crazy on this end. Summer is almost over, and I don't know. My wife tells me I need to get more of a social life. Stop doing so much stuff and have a social life. So this is about as close to social life as I get, but for the rest of the summer, the next month of summer, why don't we hang out? As long as you are not crazy, all right? Not crazy and not like, 10 years old, or want me to hang out at Chuck E. Cheese, or go to the senior center with you, somewhere in there. You want to hang out? Hey, send me an email. Let me know what you think. If you sound like somebody I want to hang out with for an evening, and I'm not gonna be your clown. I'm not gonna entertain you. It's gonna be kind of hanging out like buddies. Yeah, like a social thing, something new for me. Crazy, huh? People just hang out and just kind of talk. Weird. Hey, I do a million things, and this is a shortcut to a social life. The email address is zomboco, ZOMBOCO, at comcast.net. If you would, you'd be interested in doing that, let me know. And don't call me, I'll call you, all right? No phone calls. All right? You can call me here at the station, 412-621-WRCT, if you have a song that begins with the letter K, or if you have some crazy comment, that's just Jim Dandy, too. All right? But if you want to hang out, I'm going to... There's going to be 4 weeks I want to go actually have some kind of social life this summer. Just like Tuesdays. All right? Crazy, huh? That's me. So like I'm saying, I don't want to moocher. You got to have a vehicle. And, smoking I can take either way. I'd rather not be a smoker. But if you're a smoker, that's fine. And I can go, it's guys, gals, whatever. Couples, I don't care. I'm just a hanging out time. So if that sounds good to you, and preferably nobody that comes out to all the DJ nights and I see every damn time I'm out. I see enough of you. All right. Hey, and because, look at my life, man. Tonight, right after I'm off the radio, I was up till 2 in the morning DJing at Kelly's. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Really a lot of fun. Gonna miss Kim. The waitress there is actually moving to New York, so we had a nice little farewell for her last night. She never listens to the show, but that does not matter. So, Kelly's last night till 2 a.m. I had to get up here and do this. Oh, man, almost said that word that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. Oh, do this show. Became with the same two letters, but it's the show. And then after I'm done with here, I scurry off, go home, take a French shower, rush down to the Toonzeum, where I'm DJing the Mad Magazine art show. One of the Mad Magazine artists, I forget Tom Sullivan, his name is, I forget. One of the newer guys. He is going to be at the Toonzeum, and he's actually going to have a class on how to do caricatures. It's, you pay for it. It's not free. But the reception I am DJing is going to be really cool. It's the Art of Mad Magazine. And that's from 5 to 10:30 tonight. Then I hose myself down and dash off to Arsenal Lanes from midnight to 2:30 in the morning. And DJ soul music, Zombo Soul Bowl. Then, Saturday, I'm all day at the wedding. That's why I need a social life. So, drop me an email, zomboco@comcast.net, if you want to hang out for an evening, something real laid back. You know, I'm not going to go to your house, not going to pick you up. You're not going to pick me up. No show for business, just kind of hanging out. So this way, if you really creep me out, I can make a hasty exit. Crazy. So we got some more K stuff for you. This is the new John Doe record, which, of course, they just might as well make like one copy of that. Oh, here's that kick-ass tune by Ann Peebles. Tear your playhouse down. And I got to tell you, PSA, while I got your somewhat divided attention. Oh, and the other thing is, too, this hanging out thing, we're not going to go to Old Economy Village, and I'm not going to, you know, and put on a clown suit, all right? And this is a good precursor to this, too. When you go to jail for a gun crime, you receive the prison sentence, but your family suffers right along with you, so don't come packing heat. You leave their family to fend for themselves, your brothers, sisters left without a best friend, your sons, daughters without a parent, your family, mother, father without worry, and they worry about you every night. When you commit a gun crime, you're not the only one who pays the price. So is the son of a gun you shot. But your family serves the sentence as well. The gun crimes kid home, a public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and Miet Council. Hey, how about some sickle cell anemia? There's a knee-slapping disease for you right there. 80,000 people have this sucker. That's right. 2 million carry this trait of hereditary disease. Sickle cell disease can be painful and frustrating, especially with blood transfusions are part of the treatment. You don't have to face it alone. Talk to your doctor. Effectively managing the disease and complications related to treatment for iron overload, which I believe Lee will be playing some iron overload in the underground tonight. For more information, sicklecelldisease.org. And keep in mind, next week, my show is only going to be from 10 to 12:30, I believe. Or is it the 14th? I think it's the 14th. Maybe it's 2 weeks. One of those. August 14th. Lee Baby wants to steal some of my thunder. Believe me, I got lots of thunder he can have. Maybe. How about some dinks? Huh? How about that? We're going to do Naka Naka Mau Mau. But I got a funny feeling it's Kaka Mau Mau. I got a funny feeling. I mean, why would they do Kaka Mau Mau than do Naka Naka Mau Mau? I bet it is. I bet somebody says, ooh, like, ooh, Naka Mau Mau. And you probably thought it was, didn't want to spell Kaka. Let's just find out the hard way. Let's find out the hard way. That's Kaka Mau Mau. I knew it. Naka Naka Mau Mau. Mislabeled. Damn them kids and their shenanigans. All right. So keep in mind, once more, Zombo Socialite. You want to DJ, if you want to, bring up Kaka Mau Mau. What the heck? Kaka Mau Mau is such a good song, even though it says Naka Naka Mau Mau. Damn dummies. So anyhow, playing a bunch of music here. And let's dig, how about the Evolution Revolution? How about that? The Evolution Revolution? You ever remember that? Lancelot Link, Synchro Chimp? That's right. All right, here it is. This is the song, really good one, called Kissin' Doll. Ensembles, there we go. RCT in your brain, ensemble in your brain. Yeah, that too.
I'll show you'll do. I wanna walk in. Kmart Food Service. It all begins with correct preparation. All items deserve attention to create maximum appetite and eye appeal. That's all part of your job at Kmart. Now here's another phase of your Kmart Food Service training that deserves your attention. The first areas encountered by the Kmart shopper are the salad bar and the salad, sandwich, and dessert case, which also contains, for display, milk and juice in individual cartons or containers. In this presentation, we will discuss preparation of items for those frontline displays, along with proper maintenance of the equipment. If you maintain an attractive display at all times, your Kmart food shopper will get the appetite appeal message. Replenish items as used. Always keep a backup supply of the lettuce mixture sealed in plastic bags in the refrigerator. Prepare enough for one day's use. Keep spills cleaned up and sneeze guard clean. Wiping cloth may be used on metal surfaces, but do not use a wiping cloth on the sneeze guard. Use a disposable paper towel instead. The salad bar must be thoroughly cleaned daily. The plastic sneeze shield must be completely disassembled and cleaned once each week. These tips will help make your salad bar a real success and make handling much easier.
the car accidentally went over the cliff. I couldn't help it, and I managed to get out. And I was so scared, I couldn't get her out. I run for my life. I could have believed him. I could have felt sorry for him. But the way he did it, I can't feel sorry for him. I don't think he should be in the city. I think he should be behind prison bars, just like I'd be if I'd done the same thing. They'd have nailed my hijack to the wall and sent me to the prison. And I'd never seen daylight on the outside again, my friend. I can't buy those black folks. I can't sell booze. And I don't know, maybe they rent women on the side. I don't know. Maybe they're selling dope. I know they sure ain't selling no hope. My friend and these little old short-legged, not mean, bow-legged preachers that run home and say, honey, what shall I say? And the next time I go somewhere, I'll be a fellow acting and say, and the little bootlegger's gonna lead us out. My friend, the little bootlegger's gonna lead you to hell if you follow him. That little fella that's crossing in the bay, he's gonna lead you to hell if you follow him. That one that went out for Preston and all he could talk about and all the people could talk about was women running around with women and then with men. My friend, if you follow him, you're going down to the bottom of the ditch of hell. I tell you the truth, I believe when his mama went to the election poll, she was ashamed to vote for him. I wouldn't doubt she didn't pull the lever and vote for the other guy. I don't blame her. I'd have been ashamed of him, too. If he was my brother, I wouldn't tell nobody about him. And being a Christian, I couldn't deny it. But my friend, as long as I lived in sin, I'd have sure denied it. I'd have told everybody I didn't know him. I had never seen him. But in the end, don't know about how I feel about it, honey, because the Lord, he feels worse about it than I do. He's the one going to do something about it. He's going to be your judge when you come up there and say, well, I went and got me a man. He said, didn't I tell you to marry a woman? He said, Lord, you forgive people. The preacher said, you're forgiven for this. How would I not preach in your name? I told people how good I was. I told how people how you're forgiving. You know what he's going to say? He's going to say, forget it. I didn't forgive you. Let me run that by you one more time, then I'm going to pray for you. He's gonna tell you he didn't forget you.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen.
Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maiden over in the antique store.
Kalijah
just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a tomahawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk.
Was worried.
all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail. Because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
Look out!
Didn't know I was around.
blinding rage, I drew my pistol. I killed them both and fled that town.
Yes, sir. What else can you hear? Murdering Hillbillies. Right here on Zombo.
Well, if you go to Knoxville, Tennessee,
yeah.
Go to the bottoms and holler for me. Well, I'll be the one with my ear to the ground, cause the freight train runs through the middle of town. Gotta be on time. Hear the whistle whine. Well, it's a boogie on the rails and I'm moving on down the line. Move on down the line now, Wakefield. You'll get far right in first class. Well, from Natchez, take the old red ball. It creeps up the hill and you think it'll stop. Going down the mountain and I'm picking up speed. Soon be home in Tennessee. Hear the clickety-clack on the railroad track. Well, it's a boogie on the rails and it's bringing me on back. Fill her now. It's a boogie on the rails, and brother, I'm Knoxville bound.
Daggone it! It is almost noon o'clock already, and I'm just getting my mojo. That was the Knoxville Boogie, Dick Dickerson, and a bunch of murderously fascinating hillbilly music for you. The Killing Love Song, I don't know who gave me that. Some guy from Texas. Don't even know the name of it. Then we heard the Boxmasters doing Knoxville Girl in the original version. The Leuven Brothers. Knoxville Girl. Now, there's a slow dance toe-tapper if ever I heard one. That's always a good one to play last, you know, at the prom or something. And Dolores Gray, Kalijah. And for Southside Ray, King of the Surf Guitar, Dick Dale. And for me, King of the Sludge Guitar, the Ultras. Stephen Fisk gave us the Kennedy Saga, and from a cassette I found in a thrift store, the Kmart Food Training cassette. And A Knife and a Fork by Rockpile. Man, we started off way back when. I must be having like a brain lesion or something, because this whole show is going by like, I don't know, man, this is creeping me out. Kissin' Doll, The Evolution Revolution. You know what we need? We need to plant ourselves firmly in the ground, our feet. Oh, yeah? Ah, there we go. Oh, the Economy Village! That's what I'm talking about.
Ah, there it is. Ah, it's like a heavy bowel movement. Founded in 1824, a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. Restored buildings, furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its prosperity in textiles, manufacturing, world, and vine-making. Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen, perform historic chores, and view formal gardens, paintings, and tools. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Sunday, noon to 5 for more information. 74264-OT-OT. Or go to oldeconomyvillage.org. Ooh, man, I need to light a match. I kill me.
Oh, the days of Old Economy Village. That's when we had the promo for the PSA for Old Economy Village. You listen to Zombo's Deep Archive. Obviously, I don't do that anymore because they pulled that PSA years ago. This show actually is 13 years old, the show that you're listening to now. Originally aired in July of the 31st day of that July in the year 2009. So you're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive where I'm playing shows from 13 years ago. And I hope you're digging it. You can hear my other show, Zombo in Your Brain, live in the studio tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. We got one more section to go, one more hour. Zombo's Deep Archive airs every Thursday, at least for now, 2 to 5 p.m. So let's dig the last section, section number 3 of Zombo's Deep Archive from the show from July 31st, 2009.
Yeah! Experiment in Terra. This is by Laika and the Cosmonauts from their new record, Cosmopolis. It's the greatest hits. Uh-huh. Oh, I hate to talk over this. But I got to. Whether you're a young pup or seasoned hound, there's a class for every interest in Animal Friends University. Animal Friends, you can take a class about or even take one with your pet. They offer summer camps for kids, cat massage classes. That's right, you need your cat massaged. They'll hook you up. Canine behavior training and so much more. For a catalog, thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Yay! PSAs. Let's see what they pull out. Oh, man, that's lame. Come on. All right. Let's just pull two at random. This will work. Oh, this is so pretty. Kevin Amos holds it down Sunday mornings from 6 a.m. to noon. That's right. That son of a gun has a six-hour show. Join him for a one-on-one, one-to-one, one-to-one. There's nothing quite like it as he takes you on an oral excursion on WRCT. How does this guy do a six-hour show? 5 hours is killing me. At least the first 2 hours went like lightning. What's really good radio? Raw Rugged Raps every Monday. 10 p.m. to midnight with Thermos. Hey, DJ Thermos and Sean MC. Deep like Hutu. There you be. And don't forget. My folks are waking up now. It is noon o'clock. I mentioned earlier before, the summer is nearly over. And my social life is just like, I've just been too busy doing stuff. So I'm heeding the advice of my wife. And actually, trying to do some stuff. Not social work. Hang on. Get another tune underneath this. There we go. So, you want to hang out with me? Huh? As long as you're not creepy and not like a million years old or some little kid, hang out every now and then. Just email me and, let me know why, and if it works out, I'll get back with you. If it doesn't, I'll get your feelings hurt. Zomboco at Comcast.net. Yeah, it's my wife's idea. To hang out with me. You won't. You never have time for me. This is my problem. Lee is one of my main problems. It's guys like Lee. I know Lee. Love to hang out with Lee. Does Lee have time to hang out with me? No. Does Lee want to hang out with me? Questionable. So there you go. Email me, and if you don't freak me out, we'll go out for a drink on a Tuesday night. I need some social business to happen this summer. 1 month of summer, and all I'm doing is work, work, work. You know what I'm doing after this?
No.
After this, I pack up my crap and I head down to the Toonzeum, the Cartoon Museum. It's in the Children's Museum. They're having an exhibit of the artist of a guy who does Mad Magazine. New guy. Not Mort Drucker, but it's one of these guys that draws all the movie stuff for Mad Magazine.
Really?
So I'm playing all my Mad Magazine music. And that's
fun. Well, you know, I think you need a little bit of break because you have been working too hard.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks from today,
I know.
I'm going to steal half your show to give you a break.
I would, Lee, you know, the floodgates are open. So that's the 14th, right?
The 14th.
14th
Tell
of
the people what we're up.
That's right. It's going to be his 9th anniversary.
Exactly.
That's right. That's one shy of 10.
And
he says.
And the 40th anniversary.
Get in talking to this. What do I look? I'm not your